Don't worry about anything but in everything by prayer and petition. With thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us in the Word of God to begin with in the book of Colossians, Colossians chapter 3, beginning at verse 1. If then you have been raised with Christ, reading that again, if then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Put to death, therefore, what is earthly in you. Put to death, therefore, what is earthly in you: sexual immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. On account of these, the wrath of God is coming. In these you too once walked when you were living in them. But now you must put them all away: anger, wrath, malice, slander, and obscene talk from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have put off the old self with its practices and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge after the image of its creator. Here there is not Greek and Jew, circumcised and uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave, free, but Christ is all and in all. Put on, then, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience, bearing with one another, and if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other. As the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. And above all these, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness to your hearts, with thankfulness in your hearts to God. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Wives, submit to your husbands as is fitting in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives, and do not be harsh with them. Children, obey your parents in everything, for this pleases the Lord. Fathers, do not provoke your children, lest they become discouraged. Slaves, obey in everything those who are your earthly masters, not by way of eye service as people pleasers, but with sincerity of heart, fearing the Lord. Whatever you do, work heartily as for the Lord and not for men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the inheritance as your reward. You are serving the Lord Christ, for the wrongdoer will be paid back for the wrong he has done, and there is no partiality. All of Colossians chapter 3. Father, thank you once again for the honor and the privilege of being able to come to you in prayer each and every day of our lives, any time of the day, 24 hours a day. Thank you, Lord, for the command in your word in which you told us to pray without ceasing. Father, thank you for the privilege of being able to live a lifestyle of that type. Lord, at the same time, we're looking to you and trusting you to teach us how to do that. Empower us by your Spirit to do that. More and more, help us to walk out the wisdom behind that. Thank you for the privilege of being able to be in touch with you by way of prayer every single day. And Lord, thank you for your word, and thank you for the fact that as we read and meditate on your word, that too is a form of prayer, a form of communing with you, a form of talking and listening with you at the same time. empower us more and more to be a people who fill our lives with your word, who literally fill our lives with you, Lord God, our Heavenly Father. Thank you, and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thank you for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our producer is Isaac Jackson. He's going to lead us in prayer at this time.
Heavenly Father, thank you so much for these moments. And Father, thank you so much for your word and for your scriptures. Father, thank you so much that you are your word, that what you say you are, that is fully who you are. And Father, you say that you are love, that you are present with us. And Father, you say that you respond to our cries. And so, Father, we come just to spend time with you this morning to learn more about your character, learn more about what you want. And Father, we ask that you'd reveal more about what you call us to be, that we could learn more about who we've made to be and therefore be better in your kingdom. Father, we just make ourselves available for you. In your holy name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Isaac. And thank you again for listening in and being a part of our listening family. I want to continue to remind you about our upcoming Ten Commandments Speech Challenge, which will get underway June 1st. It runs from June 1st to June 30th, and it's a part of our overall Ten Commandments project. You know, the Ten Commandments project is an ongoing project we have here at American Family Radio and the American Family Association. It's a youth discipleship project. One aspect of it is where if you simply have a young person that memorizes in short form the Ten Commandments, all we need from you is a phone call in which you share with us the size of the youth and a mailing address, and you can mail it, have it mailed to the youth, or you can have it mailed to you, and you can present it to that young person and make a big deal out of it, because it is a big deal. But that's one aspect of the project. But another part is the speech challenge. During the month of June, we'll give young people the opportunity to write their own speech based on the first. This year, it's based on the first commandment: "You shall have no other gods before me." The young person is to write the speech, record it on their phone or through some other recording device, and email it to us. Let me remind you, my email is joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. Yeah, yes, again, that's joseph@afr.net. Or you can send it to jparker@afa.net. Either one is fine. But we're encouraging you to invite them to get involved. Keep in mind, too, if they don't feel like they're able to write the speech or want some help, parents are welcome to help them write the speech. Or in some cases, the child may simply ask the parent to write the speech and they simply present the speech. Either way is fine. All of them are productive because it allows the Word of God to be filtered and or planted further and deeper into their hearts and their lives. I want to take time now to share just a little bit more information specifically on the Ten Commandments Speech Challenge 2025. In the Word of God in Psalm 119, verse 9, it says, "How can a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed according to your word." Again, Psalm 119, verse 9. Then Psalm 119, verse 105 says, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." The Ten Commandments Project, again, is a very fruitful youth discipleship project that we've been doing for a few years, and it's a powerful tool for the church to use to reach our children and youth in our world. By the power and promise of God's Word, it really can help to make a big difference in the lives of young people. It's one more way to plant the powerful Word of God in the hearts and the minds of our youth. We're holding a Ten Commandments Speech Challenge once again during this year, 2025, and the dates run from June 1st through June the 30th. This is how it works. We're asking each participant again to write a speech or have someone help them write a speech based on the first commandment. Again, this year, we're looking at the first commandment. "You shall have no other gods before me," Exodus chapter 20, verse 3. We suggest the speech be 3 to 5 minutes or so. However, any length is welcome. Also, please use your cell phone or any other means that you wish to record the speech. Send the recording to, and here are a few different places you can send it. Send the recording to faq@afa.net. Again, that's faq@afa.net. Or to one of my emails, jparker@afa.net is one. And then, of course, joseph@afr.net is another. And simply mark it as Ten Commandments Project Speech Challenge 2025. Put that on the subject line. And remember this, if you need help in writing your speech and you maybe dad or mom are not able to help or not in position to help or anyone, you can call us. And we're glad to assist a young person in doing putting their speech together as well. You can call me, Pastor Joseph Parker, at 662-844-5036, extension 381. Again, however the young person is able to put together or get help with putting their speech together, any of these means of getting it done is fine. It's just fine. We're inviting children again, youth ages 7 to 17, to participate in this project. And speeches should be submitted between June 1st and June 30th. And participants are encouraged to write, record, and send their video as soon as the opportunity they have during that time period. Additionally, every youth who participates does receive a free Ten Commandments T-shirt. And there is a new design for this year, different from the one we've had in the past. Also, along with a T-shirt, they'll receive a bookmark and a free shipping coupon code to use in the AFA Resource Center. Remember this, our children and youth are being attacked from so many different directions by the kingdom of darkness. What's the answer? The answer is found in putting the most powerful weapon in the universe to work in their lives. That is the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God. See Ephesians 6, 17. For more information, go to the AFA stand to find the article entitled Ten Commandments Speech Project and Challenge. Again, Ten Commandments Project and Speech Challenge on the AFA stand. Go to AFA.net to find that on the AFA stand. And to every parent listening, to every grandparent listening, and to individuals who simply desire to be involved in impacting the lives of children, let me say a word of encouragement and a challenge before every adult listening. Remember, God made children to be very, very impressionable. And a very wise goal for all of us as believers is to make it a goal to have children read the Word of God on a regular basis when they're around us. Parents, obviously, we're wise to have our children read the Word of God out loud to us every day. I pretty regularly mention we're encouraging every parent to have your children read no less than 3 chapters in the Bible out loud to you every single day. 3 chapters is not that much. You can read your average 3 chapters in about 15 minutes or so. But remember, some powerful and very productive things happen when your child is simply reading God's Word. They're spending time with Jesus. Jesus is impacting their heart and their mind in some wonderful and good ways. It's so much more productive than many of us realize. So having them to read daily is important. But also, grandparents, when your grandchildren are around you, Johnny, Debbie, Bobby, come read for granddad. Come read for grandmom. Just having them to read 2 or 3 passages out loud to you on a regular basis, either in person or on the phone, and give them a reward of some sort. They will come to associate granddad and grandmom with the Word of God, which is a great association. But also, remember, grandparents, it's fun to have our children read the Word of God out loud to us. But remember this, you're allowing them to spend time with Jesus. You're encouraging them to spend time with Jesus when they're simply reading God's Word. Nothing will bless our children more in all of life than the Word of God. And remember, it's fun to have children read the Word of God and to memorize the Word of God and to begin to be impacted by the Word. Every adult listening, find opportunities to simply challenge or encourage young people. Read for me. Would you read this passage for me? Would you read these passages? Maybe give them a little reward. You're helping that child to have the opportunity to be touched by Jesus every time, every single time you have them to read the Word of God. Lord, thank you for every parent and every grandparent and every adult that's listening that desires to minister to children. Help us, Lord, more and more to make it the priority. You'd have us to make it, to have our children reading your Word when we have that opportunity, and thus blessing them and impacting their lives with your powerful, eternal Word. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. We'll be right back with reading through the Word.
Bread of life. Sent down from glory. Many think you were on earth a holy king, a carpenter, but you are the living Word. Faith now,
Come on.
Come on, Houston, you can say it one time with us.
Sent down from glory.
Many things. Come on, somebody say it.
Many things you were on earth. A holy king, a carpenter. You are the
awesome ruler.
Awesome ruler.
Gentile redeemer.
Music of Fred Hammond with You Are the Living Word. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. We pick up now reading through the Word of God in the book of Job, Job chapter 12, beginning at verse 13. With God are wisdom and might. He has counsel and understanding. If he tears down, none can rebuild. If he shuts a man in, none can open. If he withholds the waters, they dry up. If he sends them out, they overwhelm the land. With him are strength and sound wisdom. The deceived and the deceiver are his. He leads counselors away stripped, and judges he makes fools. He looses the bonds of kings and binds a waistcloth on their hips. He leads priests away stripped and overthrows the mighty. He deprives of speech those who are trusted and takes away the discernment of the elders. He pours contempt on princes and loosens the belt of the strong. He uncovers the depth. He uncovers the deeps out of darkness and brings deep darkness to light. He makes nations great and he destroys them. He enlarges nations and leads them away. He takes away understanding from the chiefs of the people of the earth and makes them wander in a pathless waste. They grope in the dark without light, and he makes them stagger like a drunken man. Job chapter 13. Behold, my eye has seen all this. My ear has heard and understood it. What you know, I also know. I am not inferior to you. But I would speak to the Almighty. And I desire to argue my case with God. As for you, you whitewash with lies. Worthless physicians are you all. Oh, that you would keep silent. And it would be your wisdom. Hear now my argument, and listen to the dealings of my lips. Will you speak falsely for God, and speak deceitfully for him? Will you show partiality toward him? Will you plead the case for God? Will it be well with you when he searches you out? Or can you deceive him as one deceives a man? He will surely rebuke you if in secret you show partiality. Will not his majesty terrify you, and the dread of him fall upon you? Your maxims are proverbs of ashes. Your defenses are defenses of clay. Let me have silence, and I will speak, and let come on me what may. Why should I take my flesh in my teeth and put my life in my hand? Though he slay me, I will hope in him. Yet I will argue my ways to his face. This will be my salvation, that the godless shall not come before him. Keep listening to my words, and let my declaration be in your ears. Behold, I have prepared my case. I know that I shall be in the right. Who is there who will contend with me? For then I will be silent and die. Only grant me two things, then I will not hide myself from your face. Withdraw your hand far from me, and let not dread of you terrify me. Then call, and I will answer. Or let me speak, and you reply to me. How many are my iniquities and my sins? Make me know my transgression and my sin. Why do you hide your face and count me as your enemy? Will you frighten a driven leaf and pursue dry chaff? For you write bitter things against me and make me inherit the iniquities of my youth. You put my feet in the stocks and watch all my paths. You set a limit for the soles of my feet. Man wastes away like a rotten thing, like a garment that is moth-eaten. Job chapter 14. Man who is born of a woman is few of days and full of trouble. He comes out like a flower and withers. He flees like a shadow and continues not. And do you open your eyes on such a one and bring me into judgment with you? Who can bring a clean thing out of an unclean? There is not one. Since his days are determined, and the number of his months is with you, and you have appointed his limits that he cannot pass. Look away from him and leave him alone, that he may enjoy, like a hired hand, his day. For there is hope for a tree, if it be cut down, that it will sprout again, and that its shoots will not cease. Though its root grow old in the earth, and its stump die in the soil, yet at the scent of water it will bud and put out branches like a young plant. But a man dies and is laid low. Man breathes his last, and where is he? As waters fail from a lake, and a river wastes away and dries up, so a man lies down and rises not again. Till the heavens are no more, he will not awake or be roused out of his sleep. Oh, that you would hide me in Sheol, that you would conceal me until your wrath be past, that you would appoint me a set time, and remember me. If a man dies, shall he live again? All the days of my service I would wait, till my renewal should come. You would call, and I would answer you. You would long for the work of your hands, for then you would number my steps. You would not keep watch over my sin. My transgression would be scaled up in a bag, and you would cover over my iniquity. But the mountain falls and crumbles away, and the rock is removed from its place. Waters wear away the stones. The torrents wash away the soil of the earth. So you destroy the hope of man. You prevail forever against him, and he passes. You change his countenance and send him away. His sons come to honor, and he does not know it. They are brought low, and he perceives it not. He feels only the pain of his own body, and he mourns only for himself. Job chapter 15. Then Eliphaz the Temanite answered and said, Should a wise man answer with windy knowledge and fill his belly with the east wind? Should he argue in unprofitable talk, or in words with which he can do no good? But you are doing away with the fear of God and hindering meditation before God. For your iniquity teaches your mouth, and you choose the tongue of the crafty. Your own mouth condemns you, and not I. Your own lips testify against you. Are you the first man who was born, Or were you brought forth beside, or were you brought forth before the hills? Have you listened to the counsel of God? And do you limit wisdom to yourself? What do you know that we do not know? What do you understand that is not clear to us? Both the gray-haired and the aged are among us, older than your father. Are the comforts of God too small for you, or the word that deals gently with you? Why does your heart carry you away, and why do your eyes flash, that you turn your spirit against God and bring such words out of your mouth? What is man that he can be pure, or he who is born of a woman that he can be righteous? Behold, God puts no trust in his holy ones, and the heavens are not pure in his sight. How much less one who is abominable and corrupt, a man who drinks injustice like water? I will show you, hear me, and what I have seen I will declare, what wise men have told without hiding it from their fathers, to whom alone the land was given, and no stranger passed among them. The wicked man writhes in pain all his days, through all the years that are laid up for the ruthless. Dreadful sounds are in his ears. In prosperity, the destroyer will come upon him. He does not believe that he will return out of darkness, and he is marked for the sword. He wanders abroad for bread, saying, "Where is it?" He knows that a day of darkness is ready at his hand. Distress and anguish terrify him. They prevail against him like a king ready for battle. Because he has stretched out his hand against God and defies the Almighty, running stubbornly against him with a thickly bossed shield. Because he has covered his face with his fat and gathered fat upon his waist, and has lived in desolate cities, in houses that none should inhabit, which were ready to become heaps of ruins. He will not be rich, and his wealth will not endure, nor will his possession spread over the earth. He will not depart from darkness. The flame will dry up his shoots, and by the breath of his mouth he will depart. Let him not trust in emptiness, deceiving himself, for emptiness will be his payment. It will be paid in full before his time, and his branch will not be green. He will shake off his unripe grape like the vine, and cast off his blossom like the olive tree. For the company of the godless is barren, and fire consumes the tents of bribery. They conceive trouble and give birth to evil, and their womb prepares deceit. Job chapter 16. Then Job answered and said, "I have heard many such things. Miserable comforters are you all. Shall windy words have no end? Or what provokes you that you answer? I also could speak as you do, if you were in my place. I could join words together against you and shake my head at you. I could strengthen you with my mouth, and the solace of my lips would assuage your pain. If I speak, my pain is not assuaged. And if I forbear, how much of it leaves me? Surely now God has worn me out. He has made desolate all my company, and he has shriveled me up, which is a witness against me, and my leanness has risen up against me. It testifies to my face. He has torn me in his wrath and hated me. He has gnashed his teeth at me. My adversary sharpens his eyes against me. Men have gaped at me with their mouth. They have struck me insolently on the cheek. They mass themselves together against me. God gives me up to the ungodly and casts me into the hands of the wicked. I was at ease, and he broke me. I was at ease, and he broke me apart. He seized me by the neck and dashed me to pieces. He set me up as his target. His archers surround me. He slashes open my kidneys and does not spare. He pours out my gall on the ground. He breaks me with breach upon breach. He runs upon me like a warrior. Verses 1 through 14, Job chapter 16. Thank you again, Father, for the opportunity to read your word daily. And thank you for the privilege of being able to spend time with you as we read your word daily. Father, thank you for each and every one of us that we've lifted up in prayer. Thank you for all of those that are part of our listening family. Thank you for your hand of grace upon each and every one of us today. Thank you for each of us and each of our prayer lives and each of our time of spending time in your word daily. Bless each of us, our prayer lives, and our time in your word daily. Indeed, expand their territories. Cause your hand to be mightily upon them. Keep them from evil that they may not cause pain. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. A reminder, if you're not reading three chapters in the Word of God every day, today's a great day to start that habit. We'll be right back. Music of Mosaic with Tremble. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. We continue now reading through the Word of God as we pick up in the New Testament. The Gospel of Mark, chapter 5, beginning at verse 1. They came to the other side of the sea, to the country of the Gerasenes. And when Jesus had stepped out of the boat, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit. He lived among the tombs, and no one could bind him anymore, not even with a chain, for he had often been bound with shackles and chains, but he wrenched the chains apart, and he broke the shackles in pieces. No one had the strength to subdue him. Night and day among the tombs and on the mountains, he was always crying out and cutting himself with stones. And when he saw Jesus from afar, he ran and fell down before him. And crying out with a loud voice, he said, What have you to do with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I adjure you by God, do not torment me. For he was saying to him, Come out of the man, you unclean spirit. And Jesus asked him, What is your name? He replied, My name is Legion, for we are many. And he begged him earnestly not to send them out of the country. Now a great herd of pigs was feeding there on the hillside, and they begged him, saying, Send us to the pigs, let us enter them. So he gave them permission, and the unclean spirits came out and entered the pigs, and the herd, numbering about 2,000, rushed down the steep bank into the sea and were drowned in the sea. The herdsmen fled and told it in the city and in the country, and the people came to see what it was that had happened. And they came to Jesus and saw the demon-possessed man, the one who had the legion, sitting there, clothed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. And those who had seen it described to them what had happened to the demon-possessed man and to the pigs. And they began to beg Jesus to depart from their region. As he was getting into the boat, the man who had been possessed with demons begged him that he might be with him. And he did not permit him, but said to him, Go home to your friends and tell them how much the Lord has done for you and how the Lord has had mercy on you. And he went away and began to proclaim in the Decapolis how much Jesus had done for him, and everyone marveled. And when Jesus had crossed again in the boat to the other side, a great crowd gathered about him, and he was beside the sea. Then came one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name, and seeing him, he fell at his feet and implored him earnestly, saying, My little daughter is at the point of death. Come and lay your hands on her so that she may be made well and live. And he went with him. And a great crowd followed him and thronged about him. And there was a woman who had had a discharge of blood for 12 years and who had suffered much under many physicians and had spent all that she had and was no better but rather grew worse. She had heard the reports about Jesus and came up behind him in the crowd and touched his garment. For she said, If I touch even his garments, I will be made well. And immediately the flow of blood dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of her disease. And Jesus, perceiving in himself that power had gone out from him, immediately turned about in the crowd and said, Who touched my garments? And his disciples said to him, You see the crowd pressing around you, and yet you say, Who touched me? And he looked around to see who had done it. But the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came in fear and trembling and fell down before him and told him the whole truth. And he said to her, Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your disease. While he was still speaking, there came from the ruler's house some who said, Your daughter is dead. Why trouble the teacher any further? But overhearing what they said, Jesus said to the ruler of the synagogue, Do not fear, only believe. And he allowed no one to follow him except Peter and James and John, the brother of James. They came to the house of the ruler of the synagogue, and Jesus saw a commotion. People weeping and wailing loudly. And when he had entered, he said to them, "Why are you making a commotion and weeping? The child is not dead, but sleeping." And they laughed at him, but he put them all outside and took the child's father and mother and those who were with him and went in where the child was. Taking her by the hand, he said to her, "Talitha Kumi," which means, "Little girl, I say to you, arise." And immediately the girl got up and began walking, for she was 12 years of age. And they were immediately overcome with amazement. And he strictly charged them that no one should know this, and told them to give her something to eat. Mark chapter 6. He went away from there and came to his hometown, and his disciples followed him. And on the Sabbath day, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many who heard him were astonished, saying, "Where did this man get these things? What is the wisdom given to him? How are such mighty works done by his hands? Is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary and brother of James and Joseph and Judas and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us?" And they took offense at him. And Jesus said to them, "A prophet is not without honor, except in his hometown and among his relatives and in his own household." And he could do no mighty work there, except that he laid his hands on a few sick people and healed them. And he marveled because of their unbelief. And he went about among the villages teaching. And he called the 12 and began to send them out two by two, and gave them authority over the unclean spirits. He charged them to take nothing for their journey except a staff, no bread, no bag, no money in their belts, but to wear sandals and not put on two tunics. And he said to them, "Whenever you enter a house, stay there until you depart from there. And if any place will not receive you, and they will not listen to you, when you leave, shake off the dust that is on your feet as a testimony against them." So they went out and proclaimed that people should repent. And they cast out many demons and anointed with oil many who were sick and healed them. King Herod heard of it, for Jesus' name had become known. Some said, "John the Baptist has been raised from the dead. That is why these miraculous powers are at work in him." But others said, "He is Elijah." And others said, "He is a prophet, like one of the prophets of old." But when Herod heard of it, he said, "John, whom I beheaded, has been raised." For it was Herod who had sent and seized John and bound him in prison for the sake of Herodias, his brother Philip's wife, because he had married her. For John had been saying to Herod, "It is not lawful for you to have your brother's wife." Verses 1 through 18, Mark chapter 6. Thank you, Father, again for your word. Thank you for the privilege of being able to read your word daily. Father, more and more move upon all our hearts to become very diligent students of your word, believers who read and meditate on your word daily, believers who take time to memorize your word, and believers who are faithful hearers and doers of your word. More and more stir us to be just that. Thank you for us as the church, and thank you for us as a nation. Help us, Lord, as the church and as a nation, to put you first. Help us to make no graven images. Help us, Lord, to not take your name in vain. Help us, Lord, to remember the Sabbath day, to keep it holy. Help us, Lord, to honor our fathers and our mothers. Help us to not murder. Help us to not commit adultery. Help us to not steal. Help us to tell the truth Help us to not covet. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Well, as we normally do before we end the broadcast, if you're listening today and you have never asked Jesus Christ to come into your heart to be your Lord and Savior and asked Him to save you, today is a good day, a wonderful day, a great day to be saved. Would you from your heart pray this prayer with us even now and give your life and heart to the Lord Jesus Christ? Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me so, so much that you came into this world a long time ago. You lived. You died on the cross to pay for all my sins. 3 days later, you rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord, I confess, I've sinned and done wrong in many, many ways. Lord, I repent and I turn from all the wrong I've done. Forgive me, Lord, for all the wrong things I've done. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. In your word, you told us, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Today, Lord, I'm calling on your name. Lord, save me. Fill me with your Spirit. Lord Jesus, help me to live my whole life for you. I fully recommit my heart to you today. In Jesus' name, fill me with your Spirit. Help me to read your word daily. Help me to pray daily. Help me to live your word in obedience to your word daily. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, if you prayed and gave your life to Christ, we want to connect with you. We'd like to be in touch with you once again. My email is joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. Please email us so we can share with you some literature and resource materials that will help you to begin to grow up and grow strong in your new walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. Please get in touch. Again, that email, joseph@afr.net. And if you're wanting more information about the Ten Commandments Speech Challenge 2025, same email. Email us. We'll be glad to send you an article that contains information about it. Again, joseph@afr.net. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.